Right, they're
okay.
Calling in about it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
10. Okay. Yeah, 10.
It's pretty
close.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
For quantity of 50.
Hello. Okay, yeah, this is Dr. Habibitz, this pharmacist. The Lexapro is for 50. That's what it says on the mission. Well, okay, I'm sorry, but it's supposed to be 50. 50. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. Okay, Lexapro 10 milligrams, number 50, 1-POQD. Increase to 2-POQD 1 week as needed. Okay, you got that? Is that all right? What did you get 14? 14 of the Lexapro? You're the pharmacist, right? What pharmacy is this? Okay, yes, ma'am. So it's number 50. It's a standard dose. Okay, one a day. They increase it to two a day after about a week. As needed. Equilibrium, you got that one all right? All right, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Here's the part.
Workman's comp, because the pharmacy doesn't like it. I don't know, they're struggling with her.
Workman's comp, then there's my workman's comp. But it's not real.
Yeah, you can leave it there and just put it down.
What are they struggling with?
I don't know. They're struggling with her, she said. Or do you want, I can write it.
Yeah, it's okay. But it's just workman's comp, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they normally require that or not. I don't hear this in the pharmacy too much.
Yeah, we haven't either.
They don't even say that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Had to call since Monday and see how much
fever. I'm not the one.
What did you throw? Okay. Did you say that?
No.
Take a big breath. Yeah. You got your nerve. All right. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Ask him if he has a sore throat. Which I'll take a specimen from him and it shows strep.
Huh? It does hurt.
He said it hurts.
Yeah.
He now says it hurts. Okay. He's got strep. They tell the mother he's got strep. Does he have a respiratory infection?
Yes.
Fever's 102.
Wow.
He's coughing pretty good. Ask him if he's having trouble breathing. Ask him.
Mateo, después le dije al doctor que si no te vas a dar el teléfono. Dice que si te cuesta respirar, ¿te duele cuando respiras o no?
¿Seguro?
Right.
Okay. I'll believe you. You better not tell us the story, you know, because it's a bad call, right?
Acuérdate que tienes que sacar un
momento.
Now, checking for flu, all that's good, okay? So, tell the mother who doesn't seem to have flu, who has a respiratory infection. Plus, he has strep. So, you need to give him antibiotics for strep. He's not allergic to anything. Antibiotics, like penicillin. Okay, but tell her that we're going to give him the antibiotic. Ask her if she has a humidifier at home.
She does.
She does? Good. Tell her to use that for his chest.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm going to give him some antibiotics. I'm going to give him some amoxicillin to take twice a day for 10 days. Be sure he takes all of
them.
He has some fever. We should have. Okay, this is what I'm asking you. He's got 102 temperature. We should have already given him some. Patient comes in with high fever, routinely they haven't given something, but y'all haven't given anything yet, right? So that should be something everybody should do, okay? And we had a kid the other day who was refusing to take liquids or whatever. The mother had tried to give him a pill, but since he's got a fever, we don't want to discharge him the temperature, so we want to give him, I was giving a teaspoon of Tylenol, and then the prescription, and just tell her. Well, ask her whether she has a hand for the fever.
Yeah.
You get here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. That's good. All right. But what if she has a hand for fever? Okay. Right. So she can alternate that. She can give them together or alternate them every 2 hours.